para Bahia. The emphasis that when some of these 10 days, the days of Bein Hamtzarim and the Friday days of the 9 days, then the problem starts to bother me even more and more. The first simon of Shulchan Aruch, simon Aleph in Aruch Chaim, says, "Roi l'chol yirei shemayim, shiyadoy meita gudoy al achurban." That a person has to feel bad and has to worry about the churban. And I think to myself, do we ever krecht about galus? Are we ever mistire about galus? Does it ever bother us that we're in galus? Well, better yet, do we even realize that we're in galus? Chazal say the Gemara in Shabbos of Amar Aleph that one of the first things they ask the person of the love is Tzitzita Yeshua. Did you hope for Mashiach? Did you hope for Geula? Do we ever think about Tzitzita Yeshua? Will we ever Metzapel Yeshua? Abu Nachman Chazal tell us in Tainus, in Sayyid Tainus, the Misha Aini Misaba Yeshavayim Chas V'Shalom is Aini Zaych V'Rayi B'Simchasa. And it's not Amir Chassidus, this is the Dina of the Gemara, this is the Dina of the Shulchan Aruch. The problem that I always feel is, how are we supposed to feel a churban? How are we supposed to give a krechtamal about a galus? How are we supposed to be dayig u'meita on the churban if you don't even realize we're in galus? Today, Baruch Hashem, we have Nikol Tov, we have Ngashmius, Baruch Hashem, we have Ruchnius, we have Yeshivas, and we have Koyolim, Kain Hara, and we have Chesed. And if you don't even think that we're in galus, doesn't even follow sign that we're in galus, how are we supposed to be dayig u'meita? We think that galus, we don't know what it is, and that's the emes, an our madrega. We don't realize the galus. I once heard a beautiful maisa. Rav Nachum Shenovala once came, he was traveling, and he came to a certain innkeeper, and he stayed there, and that night he started problem sitting chatzos. He sat down, he was crying, and the innkeeper was a pashta yid, and he said, "Rebbe, what are you doing? What are you crying about?" So the Rebbe saw that Tehanu Zechmet Apashti is, and he said, "Don't you know, Amol, we had a Beit HaMikdash, and we lost it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us one day back to Eretz Yisrael. And we daven for that." And the Yid got so excited, Tanayim Musik Bayem, and he runs and tells his wife, "You hear what the Rebbe said? We're going to go to Eretz Yisrael one day." So the wife said, "What do you mean Eretz Yisrael? What about our cows and the chickens we have? What's about our farm? Eretz Yisrael, what's going to be?" And the Yid, a posh of the Yid, takut kasha. He runs back and says, "Rebbe, I like Eretz Yisrael, but what's with the chickens and the cows?" And the Nachum Vaita thinks, "Garib Makarva Zayid." And he goes, "Don't you understand? You have a cow, so you have chickens today. What's going to be tomorrow? The Kazakhs are going to come, Khalilah, they're going to kill us out, they'll take our houses, we won't have any cows, any chickens, we need Eretz Yisrael." Thank you, folks. He fell to the terrace, and he went back to his wife and says, "Don't you understand? Of course we have chickens and cows, but if the Kazakhs come, there's no more chickens, there's no more cows, we need Eretz Yisrael, we need Geula." So the wife stops a minute, and she goes, "I have an Eitzah. Tell the Rebbe to tell the Rebbein Shalom to take the Kazakhs and put them in Eretz Yisrael. And we'll have the chickens, and we'll have the cows, we'll be by our farm." And the emes is, we hear this story, we start to laugh. Of the truth is the bitter galechta. Because don't we also think the same way? Don't we also say, who needs geula? Avada, we don't think about chickens or cows. For us, it's more gehaibin maybe. People think about their business. You know, like Mashiach, but what's my business? I just started, wait 5 years, wait 3 years. Or they think about their new house, their new car. For us, B'nai Torah, we're not so nourished. But what do we think about? Do we think about geula? We think about, no, our Torah, our Rashbis, our Chaim, our Yeshivas. And that's why we feel we don't need a geula. And let's be honest, when was the last time that we even cracked about this, about geula? When was the last time we even thought about geula? And the Chavetz Chaim in this kuntres, the piece of Yeshua, brings down a merzik of sikta. Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu tzadikim, la yafa asisim, shechivavtem l'tayasi. It's not good what you do, you love the Torah so much. Because v'lo yechivavtem l'malchusim. Why don't you worry about Malchus Shemayim? Why don't you worry about Geula? It's very nice, it's wonderful, you have all the learning. But why won't you chayvav Malchusi? And even us, B'nai Torah, we also have to have a tsar of Golas. We also have to have a benkinish of the peace for Yeshua. But what's the etza? Ma yasa haben v'lo yechta. How can a person miss Beit HaMikdash if he never saw it? How can you feel a geula if you don't even think we're in geula? How can you craft about a Beit HaMikdash you can't even imagine in your wildest dreams? Chazal say you have to think about Tsar Shechina. Like Chazal call it Shechinta B'Galusa. But what does that mean? Do we take a feel that there's a Tsar Shechina today? In golden America, with so much Torah and so much Yiddishkeit, and we think, is there Tzar Shechina? And even that's a hard concept for us to understand. But I had a hergish recently. There were two friends in yeshiva, Yedidim and Monim, and Mom is the best of Haverim. And one year, one gets old and he got married, and he lived out of town, and moved out of town. And in the beginning, you know how it is, they kept the shaykhus, but it went slowly, and the shaykhus got less and less. And 30 years later, they met by a chasana. And of course, the chaverim, they were so close still. And Yankel turns to Reuven and says, "New Reuven, tell me, I missed you 30 years, let me hear about your family." And Reuven says, "You know, let's just forget about it." "What do you mean, forget about it?" I thought, I said, "Okay. I think maybe Reuven had no children. I mean, that's your family." And he says, no. He remembered that the first 2 years they kept the shaykhus. When he had a child, he wrote him a letter and he sent him a present even. And he knew there were children. He says, tell me about your children, about your mishpacha. Now, where's your oldest son? And he goes, "My oldest son, he lives now in Nebraska." "Nebraska? We're going to get this type in Nebraska?" "Well, it's not important." "I don't know what they mean, not important." "Okay, fine. What's your second son? Where's your second son?" "Oh, he lives in Wyoming." "Wyoming? What's the other kind of Wyoming?" "Well, he's okay, he's happy." And he goes, one after the other, the son, now the daughter, and each one lives in a tekrach in the earth in America. And the last son, he learns his Likud, his Kailal, he's at Amasmus. And he's wondering, what's with this person? All his children, some they work in Kiruv HaChaykin, and where's all that? Kol Pesuchis are. Some they work in Kiruv. And he goes, "Tell me, why were you Zaycha, such kinda, that are so Maitre Nechash, they've moved, they Kailal them all over the world. Why were you Zaycha?" He goes, "What do you mean Zaycha? But you tell me they all over." And he said, "They don't live with Yidden. How do they live? Some of us have that disgrace is awesome." "Don't you understand? My children don't need you because they're not given. This one married a guy. This one is a guy. And you don't have to live with Yidden if you don't fit with Yiddish." And each one of them, they got older. He married this Shagus and he married this one. And none of them, and they both start crying, none of them, except one, only one sitting and learning, only one is Shem Eter Mitzvah. And they cry together. And you hear such a story, and you think, can you imagine the tzar? Can you imagine the pain of those two people? And Eloch Hayid Aben Torah, 9 out of 10 children are Rav Tzrachan from the Yiddish of the Zveg. And you think to yourself, can we imagine the tzar of that person? Can you imagine how sad that person is? Can you think about it? Doesn't it break your heart? And Eloch Hayid should have such a mapala rachman l'chan. But you know what's even worse? You know what's even more sad? And you know what's even more heartbreaking? It's the nimsar, by saying. The thing that's worse and that's more heartbreaking is the nimshal. Do you know what the nimshal is? The nimshal is the Shechina Kedosha. Because the Shechina Kedosha also has children. Also has Bani Matema Semalekechem. And you know, they made a survey recently and they said that 9 out of 10 people in America don't even know what Yiddishkeit is. 9 out of 10 of the Yiddish, the Rabbi Shem's Heilige Kinder, don't even know that Bonim Hashem Alekeichem. Isn't that sad? Isn't that heartbreaking? But it's even worse. It's even worse because the Mimshal is worse than the Mashal. Because from the other 10%, only 3% are Shem Eter Mitzvahs. So say 3 out of 100% of the Rabbi Shem's Kinder know that the Rabbi Shem's Kinder are the Yidden and keep from Shem Eter Mitzvahs. Isn't that worse than the Mashal? Isn't that more heartbreaking? And then we think, what does it mean, Tzar Shechina? Shechinta Begavusa, but Kabbalah Begaversa. That's Taitz words. That's Mamish Poshit Pshat. That's the Tzar HaShechina. That 97% of the Rabbi Shem's Kinder don't know what Aleph Beis is. Are not Shem Eter Mitzvahs. And we think, no, that's in America. America is safe from Medina. And what's it? But Eretz Yisrael is better, right? Oh, but Eretz Yisrael is not better, Rabbi Shem. The same Shema that you have here, you have there also. But we think, no, okay, but Yishalayim Ircha, look what's doing Yishalayim. That's the Rabbi Shem's Nachas. And let me tell you, 10 years ago, I went to Eretz Yisrael for the first time, and I was very excited. I was waiting many years to go, and you hear about Eretz Yisrael, about the Kosel, but all the Zachen that a Yid banks on Gantz 11 to see the Tov Yerushalayim. And I knew what Yerushalayim was, I heard, and I came to Yerushalayim the first time. And I remember, I'll never forget the Hegris like today, and I started crying. But it wasn't a tzar of his fibers, of Kedusha, as if it's like a great tzaddik. It wasn't a crying of simcha, it was a crying of tzar. And why did I have a tzar? I'll tell you why. I went to the Kaisel, and almost the first second I was there, I heard a muddling noise. I didn't know if it was singing or if it was music. I didn't know what it was. And I turned to my chava, like yesterday, I remember, I said, what is that noise? I said, don't you know what it is? No, I don't know what it is. Well, tell me what it is. It sounds so different. Maybe weird, but I don't want to say the word weird, but maybe different. What is it? I did some kind of minig in Shalayim. He says, you don't know what it is? I said, no, I don't. Tell me. He goes, you know what's on the other side of the Kaisel Maravi? I said, I really don't know. He goes, they have a mask. A tumah. Mask. That's where the Goyim Dina Boyzara. I said, come on, tell me the truth. He goes, yeah. And on the Mokam HaMikdash, on the Evan Shafia, on the Helix to Mokam, in the Ganze Welt, you have a mask. And they play music, and they kricha, and they shrai, and who knows what they do there. On the Helix to Mokam in the Welt, you find the biggest Chil Hashem. Isn't that Tzar HaShechina? Isn't that Shechinta Begalusa? Is it hard to feel the Golus when you think how gefährlich our massive is? Melech has a palace. Where's the verse of Paul from Shamela? That's the Paul from Shamela? Yishalayim? A Tuma on the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on the Helix, the Makam, and the Velt? This is Poshet the Zachin in Sarah Ashkenaz that we have to feel. That's Nicholas, the piece of Yeshua. And we wonder, why Taka don't we see a Geula? We lay so long. I think the Gemara in Kitten tells us the answer. The Gemara in Kitten, Nachman Lundzai, in the Achad Adam Tzadikim Kulei Hai, there were such great Tzadikim. My time in Yenish, why did they get punished? On Malay, Mishum Vlai, Evel, Yishalayim. They weren't Misavon Yishalayim. If we're wondering why we have so much Tzaris, maybe the reason is because we don't be Misnav on Yishalayim. We don't krech Samal Yishalayim Yechav Rachim Tash. You know what it means? Oh, but think about it. The Sishkayim B'Soyach HaKasher B'Barta. The Barta's not Yishalayim today. You have a Muslim quarter, you have an Armenian quarter in Yishalayim, you have a Christian quarter, in fact, might call that word. All Yishalayim Yechav. Is the Rosh Hashanah Tak is Shaykh in Yishalayim? When three quarters of Yishalayim is not Yishalayim? And in the Makom HaMikdash itself, there's such a Tuma. And this bendis is the Chiyuv of a Gantzir. The piece of the Yeshua, the Chavetz Chaim writes, there's a Chiyuv every day. Every day a person has to craft. Every day a person has to feel. We're missing something. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim Perek Aleph says, Kol mi she'enei maimim boi, oi she'enei mechakim lebiyotoi, loy vishar nevim bavadu kaifa, el lebetayru maishra adeno. A shekel chaloshim. We're sitting and learning on Halayla. But are we taka from those that are mechakim Yeshua? And here by the Rechav Chaim, because the Chiyiv is a tov tevin chachiyiv. Are we mechayim to people Yeshua? Are we mechayim mechakim lebiyotoi? And the evidence is when a person when a person is has panesim v'sigufim, like there are people today in Eretz Yisrael that feel the churban, it's very easy. But what's the eitzah for us? Our avodah is Torah. Our avodah is not panesim v'sigufim. What's our eitzah? And I think it's a simple eitzah. Such a simple eitzah. It doesn't take any time. There's no bittul Torah. There's nothing involved. It's ma'at v'kamis and rav v'eichet. And I thought to myself, it's such a shud. You look in davening, how many times, in Shemini Esther alone, besides the rest of davening, in Shemini Esther alone, how many times a person davens for Mashiach, for Geula. There's five brachas that are called kulay, tefillah for Mashiach. Kitab Sheifa, Hashiva Sheftenu, Lishalayim Mircha, Esenach, Vesechazenach, five brachas in Gansin for Geula, and the other brachas in Mechaya Mason, and other brachas for Esther, it's there partially. And we say it three times a day in davening. Do we know what we're saying? Do we care what we're saying? Do we think what we're saying? Shalayim Mircha, Esenach. Chazal tell us, the Chinuch writes to Tiseida, a Yesoid in a Avodas Hashem, Adam Nifal Kufi Pulaitav. A person is mushba from what he does, from what he says, from what he thinks. So if he's saying it three times a day in davening, why don't we see it has a virkin on us? Why don't we see it has an ashpa that we should be Nifal from this? They say the disciple, when he couldn't sleep at night, he was chaz over Animam and Bamuna Shalema over and over again. Why? I think it's pashit. Adam Nifal Kufi Pulaitav. When you say something, it has a relation. The Messiah Kesharim in Shara Zerizas calls it a different lashon. He says that chitzonius is mayor panimius. When you do something, it has a virkum. So why don't we sing it three times a day? We say five brachas. We say da'akeinu kavla chasem lekeinu. Why does it make us practice la'im echa? The teretz is very simple. Because tefillah is a avodah shel lev. And if there's no lev, there's no heart, you don't know what you're saying, you couldn't care what you're saying, it's not going to make that other nifl. And I thought the eitzah is so simple. He's saying it anyhow. You're not skipping it. So why not say it like a man? Why not mean what you're saying? And I once said, Taki here, maybe the atheist start with one bracha and say it like you mean it. And even if you don't mean it, because you don't feel yet, start thinking what we spoke tonight. Start thinking what it means, Sarah Shchina. 97% of the Bernstein's kin don't know their kinder. Start thinking what's doing Yishalayim Mircha. How much we need the Siskem Besaycha. How far away from that. And maybe when you say it with a little bit heart, with a little bit avoidance, to believe, then it has a reason. We have an aftacha from the Rishonim, from the Chinuch, that it's going to have a reason. And I once said then, the eighth is, when you say, either Yishalayim Mircha, or maybe Esemach David, say it like you mean it. And of course, the Holshman Ephesh should say it. But the Chol HaPachet, the knees head. And somebody told me afterwards, that the Svardish and Nusach, that instead of saying, U'mitzapim Yeshua, it says, Tan, Mitzapim Yeshua. In Shmai Nesra, you're supposed to stop and be Mitzapim Yeshua. What do you think is that? That's the eighth of the Chol HaPachet, the Chol HaPachet, in these 9 days that are starting tomorrow, Bolin El Taiva. Agantia, but maybe we should start in these days, the film is Sugal. And I saw today everybody saying the Shari Tshuva and the Rechaim, it's in Chuf Yud Ches. He writes, V'oimer l'shuascha kivinu, yichavan amas ha-shoylin acha, misosei tipisa l'yeshua. Maybe that's the eighth of the Chol HaPachet, the start in that Chol HaPachet. It doesn't take any time. At least start davening for Mashiach, start davening for Golas, start davening for Geula, start feeling krechting, for Shechina b'Galusa. And then we'll have an Avtacha Zichra of what the Chinuch says, of what the Mishnah Sharm says, of other Nifa Kafi Kuloisa. But I want to go to a different Nechuda, I might say. Because something that I think is maybe more important. Because besides feeling Galus, besides trachting about Beit HaMikdash, we have to start thinking of how to end this Galus. Besides wanting Geula, we have to try to bring the Geula. And how do you bring the Geula? And I want to tell Zahar and Akuda that I think will be Kaila Sach Zachem. You look at Chazal, what was the theme of the Geula? It was Sinat Chinam, it was Lashon Hara, like Chavos Chaim says, it was Kaas. So maybe, not maybe, surely the eighth to bring the Geula will be a ticket in these Zachem. Somebody asked the Akasha once, Akasha that bothered me very stark. Akasha that I could say I lost sleep on. It wasn't Akasha learning, Laida Magda Madrega, to worry about Akasha learning. But it was Akasha on me, it was Akasha on you, it was Akasha on Bnei Torah. And he fragged up Bnei Torah with one upreg. And he asked me, Chazal tell us, you look in Chazal, how the Chazal was so makbid about Sinat Chinam, Marshal. The Gemara in Yumad Ahtes, Sheshkula, Sinat Chinam, that Sinat Chinam is worse than Avodah Zarah, Gilarayi, Shvich HaZamim. So why is it that Bnei Torah are Nichshol in Sinat Chinam? And let's be honest, there is Sinat Chinam. There is Sinat Chinam, we all know it, we don't have to say it, Rab, but there is Sinat Chinam. How is it possible that a Torah here at Gemara that it's worse than Avodah Zarah, Gilarayi, Shvich HaZamim, and they have Sinat Chinam? How is it possible? Chazal tell us, the Gemara says in the Zarim, Chazal tell us, remember this is the Zayah Kodesh, Kol HaKoyes Kim Oivar Avodah Zarah. The cast is like Oivar Avodah Zarah. And why Tati says Bnei Torah, they know Chazal, they know what Avodah Zarah is, and someone bothers them, they get angry. And I don't mean bothers you in Naris Kaidich, I mean even as Lutazach, somebody shares your learning, somebody does something, you waste your time, and a person gets angry. If Chazal tell us, Kol HaKoyes Kim Oivar Avodah Zarah, why are Bnei Torah Nichshol? Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Erechim, Shokol Lashon Hara, Ken Yagad Avodah Zarah, Gilei Raya, Shvich HaZamim. A Baal Abbas, maybe, he doesn't know this Gemara. But Bnei Torah know the Gemara. So why are they Nichshol? The end of the Gemara is the Kasha. We wouldn't dare read on a mini Gisrael. You know what a mini Gisrael is. And here's Zachin, the Chazal tell us, Avodah Zarah, Gilei Raya, Shvich HaZamim, and Kol Achayad. Achayad. Kilay hayav, lay niva. We throw it away. Astik lakas. Alashin harala. Why? If you know what it is, and us as a kashataka, we sit and learn yamim v'layla. We know what tair is. So why doesn't that stop us? His tair, I don't want to tell you. His tair was it's a raya that I'm not today tair. That takim be suffer the chutzniket. Oh, but there's no pnim. A blessed heritage, Matarni Zerbin. But what's this heritage? Why? Why is this seen as sinim? In a yeshiva, he's not my yeshiva. So what do I think? I taught him a lama tchus. It's not our fault. I can't help it. He hurts me. He's mitzayim me. He calls me aglas nefesh. I'm only a man. So tchus then, shreitman. I can't help it. Aber versteht the Naris type. The pasuk of the sister of the Bo'avecha was not said for tzaddikim that are getting along together. It means that's when the machloikis, then there should be a feeling of the sister. That's when you have a kas, that's when the mitzvah of kas is. When is the mitzvah of kas? When you have no kas, when you have nothing to kas about. Reb Chatzkel said it a smooth one, and it's in a sefer also. The zista zach, Reb Chatzkel says, the sweetest thing is nekama. And he brought rayas, but I'm not going to get into it now. The Torah tells you, you have a tain against somebody, loisikam, don't have nekama. That's a very epithadrisha. That's something that's hard for us to do. So what are you going to say? I won't give you nekama. But I'll remember that. Right? So the Torah, loisikam. Don't remember, don't keep it in the heart. That's also tainus. So what are you going to say? Okay. I'll forget about it. No! V'ahavta, you have to love him. Not only v'ahavta, v'ahavta, v'ahavta. You know, okay, I love him, right? You love the toilet shigoy, right? He cleans the floor for you. I love him. No! V'ahavta. You have to become your friend. V'ahavta is not enough, v'ahavta is not enough, v'ahavta is not enough, v'ahavta. Of enough, man. It's not that it should be like a good friend of yours. It has to be kamoicha. Kamoicha, the Torah afforded alaisita, alaisita, via half the yacha, kamoicha. Is it a teretz avosan that we say, it's not my fault, I couldn't help it? But the emphasis is, when you talk about sinner, when you talk about machlokes, besides what Chazal told us about what machlokes is, there's another nekuda we have to think. Think, leider, how much a person loses of their wealth when he has machloikis. Besides the etzem chet and the chayma chet, but how much a person loses of their wealth from a sinner, from a kas. I don't have to tell you, you know when first you get angry at somebody, and it eats you up a lebedika, and mekochtich and tekochtich, right? The Mishnah says, I cannot die about covenant, it might seem that I'm in a oilam is their wealth. And I was old enough, unfortunately, to see machlokes between people. And they were ma'abed shmei olamos, besides olam haba. You're ma'abed olam hazeh. It's eating in you, and you can't then call zeh. Ain't a shayvel, like Haman said, right? But what's the eitzah? It's easy to talk, but what's the eitzah? The ma'isa, he did something to me. The ma'isa, he bothered me. And like I said before, Rabbi Tzai, I have this chosefok to b'nei Torah, and I speak with derech eretz. I don't mean the machlekes in the gas, the prostate machlekes, the naris machlekes. I mean machlekes that the entire has. In Ruchni, let's say, okay? Ruchalapach. In Ruchni. Somebody borrows your seifa. And you look for it, you walk around, he in the head 20 minutes. Oh, I didn't even look for the seifa. I took it, I didn't tell you. I'm sorry. And you get angry. Right? You owe me a mensch. I'm not angry that he took away an Irish type. He took my 20 minutes of my life. Or somebody borrowed something, oh, I lost it. You needed it? I didn't know you needed it. And chahena v'chahena, every person should fill into his own mind his kinna, and his kas, and his machloikis, of a good oifen. And the emesis, actually, toif of the ikka. The toif, it says, lashon hara is not lashon hara is kfira. What's the shaykh? I think Chazal is teaching us to say the Chaim. And the maiden will walk out, like I said, like a halfana. One of the most important words that we didn't have is the word betachen. What does betachen really mean? What does it exactly mean? When you buy, you go into the store, and you buy lottery tickets, right? If you have betachen, you're going to win the $3 million. Does that mean that you're going to win? Is that betachen? A person is laying in bed, and he wants to go to yeshiva. And he says, I have betachen, I'll get better. Is that betachen? You look at v'chavrusa, you're looking for something. I have betachen, I'll find it. Is that betachen? I have a shvertayt, it's a tuk bed, but I have betachen, it'll go away. Is that betachen? The chazinish, the amun betachen, perik beis, is a lichtig player. It's mamish kedai to learn each word, the iyan. But I have to just makat, I'll take up the nekuda, the tamtis. But the chazinish, that's a toys neshenet. That's a toys that people make. That betachen means whatever I want good is getting bein le toy uchashon bein le mutav. That's betachen. The emesis I found in the Sayyid and Messiah with only the Chazenis, the Ben Yain and Mishlei Perigimel, says the Pharisee, Ki amitzvah betachen, hu sheyeda im levavai shakol bidei shemayim. Bitachin means everything happens with a chesed, whether it be good or chalila bad. That's not the point. Whether it's going to happen, end off good or bad, that's not bitachin. Bitachin means it's going with a chesed. If you look in the Chayes Havav, it's the Shai Bitachin, he says it's clear. I once heard a ma'isa about Rav Aaron Zecharin Levracha, and I found it recently, B'Ksav, one of the Svarim. It's a very simple ma'isa, but I think Rav Aaron has great forgiveness. In a few words of his Sichas Chulin, I think he types up the ganzkeit of betachen. Habaran Kayedua had to listen to Saif Yamav from Yenamachla, and he had muyim dik yisurim. And his wife, his Rebbetzin, Zechayim Lavracha, saw he was suffering, and she goes, so Zechnesh, it's a time good, it's a time good. So right away, Habaran looked and said, nay, it's a shine good. And then he turned his Talmidim that was there by the bed, and he says, Bin is good to hand. Abisa, you don't know how beautiful those words are. And with a few words, he types up what bitachen is. Not that it's going to get better from the machla, but it's a shine good. It's already good. A person is linking with Yana Machla, Yisurim Neroyim. What do you mean it's shine good? That's shine good? What kind of shvaver does that have? I've been in good hands. I'm in good hands. The person is watching me. But to us, it's such a double door. With such a surm and such a machla, such a godly throw. Shine good. But that's the story that Demethy Tashmir for itself. I'll just say the Kitten Imrit. That's the Gemara says, Chazivin Yisurim. My bracha says, Chazivin Yisurim. Yisurim then Azoi Taya. And of course, we don't know what that means. Chaziven Yisurim, come by the chleib, but it should be chavina. I should love it. I think the chat is cautious. Like the Goyim said, the Chaim brings this. Ilulei haYisurim, if not the Yisurim, a person has a devil. Le matzani yadayin v'akleinu leilam haba. Nobody could be zoicha leilam haba if he doesn't have Yisurim of devil. In the beginning of the Sefer, on the Chaim wrote on Kachin, there's a Maisa Pella, which as Adam wrote about the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim used to speak to the elder Chassid Lachem every Friday night in Radin. And in one week he spoke, and he said that everything by Satan Reish Chachm is like a Baal Dekat Sefer. Every word that Reish Chachm says about Yeshurim of Yenevelt is Emes Lamitai Belishum Guzma. And for Shtetach, they were Bachim, the Haibin of Bachim, and there was one Bachim there that got sick. When he heard that, and he knew what the state nurse is Chacham, I don't know, but he knew what it says there, and he mamash got sick. And this other state, you could see it, he was noit alamas. He was almost going to die. He had such a gefirlach krankheit from hearing those words, what the Yisum of Yenadelt is. And Epis Metamo, he had a Yeshua and got better. And the Chavetz Chaim heard about it. and the Chavetz Chaim spoke to me again, so you should know what I said is emes amita, it's b'li guzma. I can't change it because it's emes. But I feel bad. I relate to Nachavart. Nachavart, I would relate to you, wouldn't have been sick. What was that word? So he said, Ilu yada adam, I relate to these verta. Ilu yada adam, kama yes, yidei yisurim, shemakabal adam kan. If a person would realize how tali yisurim of devil, kidei, so he would bet for yisurim, kidei, with it's good, kidei, lahafel, yisurim, gehenim, sham, lehoye mahasad, he would even hesitate, lekabal atma, yisura yiyav kol yomav. Hear what the Chavetz Chaim said? If a person would realize the Tayyala from Netzach of Ashtikul Yisum of Devil, he would grab the opportunity to have Yisura Iyav called Yomav. You all learned about the last year in the first Perek what Yisura Iyav was. The Chazal said it's like Hayav and Niva because it was so shver. Oh, but Chavetz Chaim tells us a person would grab the opportunity, he wouldn't even think. That's Chaviv and Yisurim. But this is a zach that we hear in yeshiva on multiple times of time, and we know a stickle about this, what basheret means, what patachin means, and this then, like I said, this means a zach, a shmuz for itself. But I want to take to the second step, the second chelik of patachin that's so much more important, and that's the essence beside of our problem. We find in Tanakh, in Shmuel Beis, the Ganze Meister with David HaMelech, he had to run away. And the Pasuk says that he's running away, Misham Ish Yotze, man went out, and it was Shmai Shemi Ben Gera. Yotze Yimakalo. He went out and he cursed David HaMelech. Somebody's listening to you, say the Chaim. The Pasuk says, Vayistakel Ba'avonim El David, he threw stones at David HaMelech Yisrael, B'sneyam Va'ida, and vice to the Choy Omashimi Ben Bekaloi, say, go out, Ish Adamim, the Ish Abliyal. Go out, and what does Ish Adamim mean? It's not up to COVID. There are two shots in the first one. Either it means he's a Verteya, because he killed Uri Achiti, or else it means that he is Chayev Risa. Mishkan Grace to cover from Melech Yisrael. Of the Vaita, the Ish Abliyal. You know what Abliyal means? You have to tell you now. But the Anti Erna Dachas, the Torah calls him Anti B'nei Bliyal. And here the Melech Yisrael is being called by Azarasha Shimengera, Ish Hadalim Ish Bliyal. And then he says, Vaita, Hashem should punish you for what you did. Haganta Klola. And the emissary, you look Vaita in Tanakh, David said later, who he gave me a Klola the Mretzah. Who Kalani Klola the Mretzah? And the Pasuk says, Abishai Ben Turi was there. And he got angry and said, Lama Yakala, a Kalav Hamesh Hazer, this Kalav Shem Ben Gera, he's cursing the Melech. Well, what's happening? He says, Ebra, no, I'll go over there, but Sirat Reisha, I'll cut up his head, there'll be the end of it. As a Bezoyin, as a Gefelach of Bezoyin for the Melech. That's the Pesukim. But look at the Vaita, by saying, look how the Pasuk fears us. What did David HaMelech say? David HaMelech said, Yisai Rachayim. Zav David, Vayoyimet David al Avishai, I'm sorry, Vayoyimet David, Ma'ali Lachem, B'nai Tzuriya, what are you worrying about, B'nai Tzuriya? Ki Kalam, he's cursing me. Don't worry. Ki Hashem, Oma Loi Kalel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to curse me. He's not doing it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do it. He's doing Ratzon Hashem. And Vaita to the next pasuk, Hanichu, and let him curse Vaita. Listen what David's saying. Let him go Vaita. V'yikalo lo aklala. Why? Ki om aloy Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to kalo. Hasme v'fel lo'oyim v'noyer v'sutzach. Melech Yisrael, the Rambam says he's Chayev Misal's murder Malchus. And David Melech looks at it so different with such lichtige eugen, and he sees Hashem Amalei Kaleel. There's nobody here. Only the right one is here. And Hashem Amalei Kaleel. And but he says, listen, Shimu Tachin Nafshechem. Listen what's going on here. Listen to what kind of Yisrael HaChaim we have here. You're walking in the street and you trip on a stone, right? Chas v'shalom. And a person, let's say, a person falls and he gets hurt badly, right? No matter how bad he gets hurt, what does he get up and say? Gam zuva toiva, bashes, right? That's the toira, right? And that's what he should be, right? No matter how bad it is, it doesn't bother us, right? We realize gam zuva toiva. David HaMelech is telling us, when a person comes over and smacks you in the face, when he throws stones at you, he's mekalo you, and he calls you an anshei dom, anshei riyal, it's the same exact thing. It's the same, just like we don't hit the stone there. Just like we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol put the stone there. The same exact thing when a person hurts us, when a person mitzayir us, it's the same exact thing, Hashem Omalei Kaleo. And that way, David, when he had such a gefelach of bezoyim to claw and retzet, it didn't bother him. Because he realized the second and the most important type of bitachon is that when a person, when Lecham men does something to you, it's the same thing. It's Hashem Amalei Kaleo. And if you don't get angry at a stone that you trip on, then you don't get angry at a person that bothers you. And the emissary I once spoke about is Arichas, I see it's later already, where I brought Raya from Mishainim to this Yisoid. The Charif HaVavah, Sa'ar B'tochen, Peregimel, says before us, She'ein B'yad Echad Mi'abroyim L'hoyolas Nafshoi V'loy L'hazika V'loy L'zivas and nobody else Ki'im B'rishus HaBoyim Baruch Shemun. That's the Akuda, that's the Yisoid, the step through of B'tochen. That not only when there's a diamond bothers us, but even a ben bechira. The chinuch in the mitzvah of the kama. Listen to a lichtige chinuch by saying. The chinuch when it speaks about the kama in mitzvah reish mem aleph. Zok b'zeh aloshin, one of the rishonim. Mishoy shei a mitzvah sheyei da adam v'yitin al liboy ki kol asa yitirohu mitoy v'adro yed the gutter shvoyach nizach. Who see us as tovar alav me'esh Hashem Baruch Hu? Who miyad adam miyad ish echav lo yiyadav? Listen closely. Lo yiyadav is built to us as Hashem Baruch Hu. I'll change up the chenuch. Listen to this lichtige verse. Kishi tayru oichavu. When somebody chappes yodav in nafsho, you should know. Ki avoy noisav zormu. It's avoy nishva mishnayu sechatoyim. V'Hashem yizvoruch alav gozol avtach. The Lord Yashid Machsha, what are you thinking about Linton Menu? You ain't a Shiva Ferasa. It's not him. It's not the person, it's like a stone. Kia Oven Hu Amasabe. And then he brings the Rai from David HaMelech. Ukumaisha Oma David Allah Vashalim. Hanichalai Vichala Ki Oma Hashem Yisrael. That's the Yisoid. The Emet, like I just want to say to my Makainis, you want to see the Rambam Al Torah, when he explains the Indian of Eidim Zayim Meharbu Eidim Haragim, to the same Yisoid. And the Emet is the Gemara, Shabbat Laman Aleph, Tein Lechacham Yachim Oid. The Rambam's son, Taishi Hashem, said, when I saw a king in the Yodai, the Pshad is like this. Look it up and you'll see even more of this Yisoid. But that's the Yisoid of Weisai, that David HaMelech is teaching us. And that's the Yisoid of Chaim. Just like we trip on a stone and we don't get angry, we realize Bashar, right? We point upwards. And the biggest star could be we have tiny chaliba on the Ganesh Lalam. Why is it when somebody else does something that we have tiny? Why do we start pointing the finger at him and at him and he did it? Did you forget the chinuch Yisoid? Did you forget the Charif HaVavah Yisoid? Did you forget David's most important message of Hashem Amalei Kaleo? We're going to the Roi Vais that Sin HaSchinam, what's that Sin HaSchinam? Because even if a traitor did a terrible act to you, it's only Sin HaSchinam. And what does the going mean? I think it means Pasha, this is Yisoid. Because Hashem Amalei Kaleo, what did he do to you? He's a Shliach Rachmana. He's a guide of the Ayah Chosef. He's only a Shliach, just like the stone. And that's why everybody says, when somebody bothers us, And somebody gives out the nefesh, right? And we start to kach, but he did something, he bothered me. And we start saying, he, or was he, and we start pointing fingers. Let's stop and think. What are we saying? Who's the he? Is there a he? Or is it Avinu Avirachaman that's sending us a shlichus through this person? When he starts saying, he bothers me, the shmek from Tfira. Is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam fearing the veil? Or Chalil, he believes in Shita? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam and my friend. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam fears the veil, my friend gives me tzar. That's Chalil Shita tonight. Can you say in davening, Achayenu Hamsurim Biyadecha? Or maybe Biyadecha, Biyad Ruvein and Shimon? When you start saying these things, these tainas about the Yenim and the He, and He did it, the shmek from Tfira. The Baiti that shined with the Morin and Dorim. Somebody gets the cast, call a Koyis. What's he getting the cast about? Did he forget the Yisoid of the Tachim? Did he forget Hashem Amalai Talel? Did he forget the Goyim Yisoid of Sin Atchinim? Did he forget the Chayim of Salavobas or the Chinas Yisoid or all the other Yisoid that I mentioned? That's why call a Koyis. Ain't Shechina Chshuva Kinyagai. He's showing us there's no Shechina Bayam. There's a Shechina as a Yenim. He forgot that it's only Avinu of Arachman and all Matzavim. Nishno Yishem on the stone. But even with the Yenim, even when Yenim is Messiah B'Shat Nefesh, of it's only Hashem Amalei Talel. And that's the Pshat Pashetach in the Gemara Nedarim about Lashon Hara. It's the same thing. Why do you talk Lashon Hara? It's a Yenim, he bothers me, I'm angry, v'chulu, right? It's the same Yisoid. You're forgetting the Yisoid of the Tachim. You're forgetting the Yisoid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fears the veil. The Medrash in Kehelet, Teshchechei Eloika, Eilu Shem Oymon Lashon Hara. V'dayti is Pashat Shat. When you talk Lashon Hara, you forget entirely about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There's no more Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Avad Eloi Shem fears the veil. But he, what's the he? The emphasis is tomorrow night, Beis Hashem, we're starting the 9 days, and at least the 9 days, at least in these days, we have to start thinking about tikkunim in the Beis Machaveren. And what is tikkun? What is tikkun do we need? Plague is day among us napshoi, or by some it's a more tat, by some it's a more sinner, and by some it's a more lashon hara. And again, I'm not talking about the grover lashon hara, the grover sinner. I'm talking about the gehaibinim type, which we have chisboinis. Aber Rabbi said, Ludaiti, it's all the same nekuda. It's all sinat chinam. The kas and lashon hara is also sinat chinam. Like the Goyim Tati says, because by having cast, it's for nothing. When are you getting angry? When you trip on the chair, you have to give up the chair, you have time on the chair, you realize, we talking, right? You realize we eat these words. But the same thing is by Yenin. If we want to have tikkunim in Bilal Mahavayas, but at the same time, if you want to live through this world and not go off a tainus, off a bissiness, always having tainus, and like I said, it's not even a gather of a pitach tal asotin good to mitzvah. Life gets harder and becomes more shverkait and more tainus and there's more tzvah. You want to go to yeshiva and your son, I didn't know you thought you can't break a window, what's the zeishlech? And how are your life down the drain? How do you handle that? I don't mean in ruchni, I don't mean in grub, I mean in poshin ruchni. Things bother you. Good to Zachin. How do you live through it? This Yisoid. Mi'ito Yisborach. Mi'ito Yisborach. The Yisurim is, like the Chavetz Chaim says, that's the Matana that we have. And Hashtetach, like everything else good, nothing happens overnight. Like everything else, we need a Chinuch in Zachin, and we need a Chinuch in this also. We have to train ourselves. That when something happens, it's Mi'ito Yisborach. Rabbi say, live with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Be so happy. Don't live with people that hurts you. Leave everything's Hashem Amalei Kaleo. To be Alacha in Siman Aleph and Rechayim brings down from the Chinuch six mitzvahs to Dirus, and he writes, you shouldn't think of it, you shouldn't forget it, even one rega, b'chol yamei chayav. Look it up, it's in Siman Aleph. And what's one of those things? V'ein l'shum nivra chayach l'afei sova b'lti yisoyim. What's that? The basic is that's the yisoyim. That's the yisoyim of Rav Mechaveroi. That's the yisoyim of happiness of the Adam. That's why it's Hagdama. It's a kol rega shokol yamei chayav. To realize there's no him and there's no he. There's only Avinu of Arachama. And this, I can tell you, Ba'atacha, this is the biggest, best insurance policy we can get up ever. If we're looking for happiness, if we're looking not to walk around with tainus, and like I said before, we all know that tainus, I once said this, the biggest einish of kaas and sinas chinam is the einish of devil. The einish of devil at the koch, you're angry, you can't take it. Of devil! So he says, the Yeshua wants to say, yes, come Ishmael Elomai. I don't know what we know, but it's not there. And then look, I write the item. No more happiness, no more simcha. Look what he did. He shared you. He shared your learning. He shared your davening. And you become a mamish of no control. The Yisrael is this, the Yisrael. It's a mitzvah to need it. And I once thought, the Santa Zach, he lives in such a Meshuggah world. Right? There's a few Namala people, Baruch Hashem. Look at Meshuggahim, and this Ratzchim, and this Stam to the Nate Dimension. Billions of people. How much a fraction of people in the Namala Mansion? And you think about it, it's a pachad. It's a pachad to walk in the God. Glicklich is a man that has bitachim. What does bitachim mean, Rabbi say? Not bitachim that I win the lottery. Bitachim means that called miyita yitvorach. That Hashem amalei kaleo. That's the bitachim. I think that's the pshat. Ashri ozim b'teyach bach. It has to be the bitachim, the dead bitachim. To realize, yenim? There's no yenim. So I'm living in a world for nobody. Well, what's the problem? I only live with one person, yita yitvorach. And then a person could go through life with all the problems life brings. And I'm all, this one chapter, what's the chilek? It's not him. It's Hashem Amalek Halel. And all the matzavim that we'll have to go through, the Rambam says it's an Olam HaNasoyim. How do you make it through this Olam HaNasoyim? This Yisoyim Hashem Amalek Halel. It's not a Hefke belt. There's a belt with a Chesed. And I think to myself, you look around, it's such a noyadik, a beautiful world, right? Think of the chachmas habayri that goes into every person, every person's eye. And a person, how much chachma goes in? How much chachma goes into a blade of grass? How much chachma goes into a tree? Into shemayim v'aret, teva v'yoshim v'ah. So I think, the Baisam could do so much. So why can't he stop me from having amas nefesh? So why can't he stop me from having a tzar? The terrorists that burn some knows I need that tzar. He knows Chaviv and Yisurim. He knows, like the cycle of life in the Tanya, the Igusa, that it's a oyster chavez ma'oid ma'oid. He knows I need it. It's a peshver to prevent Yisurim. And Yisurim, I said, does not only mean Yisurim of it. Yen Rambus Nefesh. Yenim Zach that bothers me. That's the Ashra Yodam B'Teyacha. And Baruch Hashem, B'nai Torah, we're zoicha to see the Nefloyis HaBoyri, right, in the ganze Welt, in the ganze Torah, in the other word Torah, in Ashkibaldi HaKayim, we see such Chochmas HaBoyri, right? Let's start to see a Chochmas HaBoyri in every patch, in every Admas Nefesh, in every Yisurim, and in every Yenim. When somebody bothers you, let's also realize that Kulam, all that, including this, is also kulam mechachma sisa, because it's all the same. It's all from the same avinu of Arachama. And then I'm telling you, a person lives olam haba fevel. Nobody could bother you, right? The person is always worried. The enemy could do something. Mamish Oilam Haba Bevel, if you're coming, if you're dreaming about it, that's the story you have to take out of this pasuk and this source today. When you walk out, realize that the Tachan means not only my trip to Lila, but the Yenem and by everybody. I want to leave you in Machshava. David HaMelech, right? And in the Mirat Yisrael, right? And we look at Tehillim, David always saying Shvachos. Abayisai, do you have any Haskaga? How much Shveritai David HaMelech went through? I mean, look, you learn Tanakh. There is zicha no person in Gan Tanakh that had such sorrows like David HaMelech. When he was young, he had with his brothers, and then he had Shaul, and Shaul went to the killer, and then he had Toma and Amnon, and Avshalom, and Shin Ben Gera, and Bathsheba, and Nikol, and Moyavi, and Gansa Pekel. You look into Tehillim, in Samach Tess and Tehillim. What does that say? Hoshien Yelakim, the boy from help me, he bow Mayim Ad Nafesh. He's not a Guzma. He's not Goy Vishkar, it became part of Torah. It's part of Tehillim. Sovereign HaMelech said, you go my bad nothing, it's a Matthias. And he goes weiter. Rabbi Misaris Roishi Soyne Chinam. More hair than I have on my head on my Soyne Chinam. How did David go through life? How did he go through so much Yisurim? His own sons were killed by Chai. His own sons, they killed him. As a petal of Rabbi Misaris Roishi. And as I write that he wrote it down to Tehillim. And 26 times he said, Hoidu Hashem ki toi ki liyoylam chazda. How could it be that mensh lechasteich li can be massive? What's the secret? But I think I once heard a maisa recently, of Shom Chajan said it over, a maisa tell, I wouldn't believe it, I didn't see it, I didn't hear it, but it's taka, he said it many times, and he put it in the sefer, and I think with that story I can understand it. A Gerach Chassid, after the war, told Reb Shalom this night. He lost his whole family, and he was in the concentration camps. And the Goyim, if they didn't have any worse than Yisurim, they thought of Nacharach HaEri Yisurim. They took all the people, and they put them in, they made a big tub with acid that burns the goof. And everybody has to go in, and they would close it up, and you would kick around, and you try to get out, and they wouldn't let you out until either the person was already dead, or after a certain few minutes. Because this Gerach Chassid said, he was there, and he told himself, what's going on? I lost my wife, I lost my children, I lost my whole family, I lost the Ganzenstadt, I have nobody, I'm so zerbrochen. First after this problem. What do I need this for? I mean, the last drop of Menschlich I have to lose also. He decided he's not going to go in. When it comes his turn, he won't move. He'll shoot him, no. But he won't have to go through this mezayim. And it came his turn, and he said, I'll say, I'm not going. And he said, listen, everybody, listen to what he said. I pushed it to you. And he said, wait a second. Who's telling me to go into this? And I said, it's the British level. Stop the Nazis. And he said, he was felt such, listen to his lashon, he felt such a simcha, he never had a tiny kol yomo. Such a simcha kol yomo, and he jumped in, and he said, at that moment when he was burning his goof up, he said he never felt such a tiny achidikach. He didn't want to come out. They wanted to take him out. He didn't want to come out. Unbelievable what a poshut he is. This is the story of Hashem Omalei Kaleo. With such a story of Ashrei Adam v'Teyach Bach, he didn't see Nazis. He didn't see ashes. He saw a vino of Harachim. David HaMelech had stories that were worse than some more than Saris Roshay. But how do you make it through? I think it's the pasuk we say so often. Gam Tiyelech v'geita modet. How did he make it? La'iyara why? Tiyata himadi. He didn't see a Torah of Shalom. He saw a vino of Harachim. He didn't see a Talmud with an Amnon. He saw Hashem Amalei Kaleo. He didn't see Hashem Ben Gera. He saw Avinu Avraham. And it was hard when he realized that Tiyasa Imodi, it's you, Bari Olam, it's not anybody else. It's just a shliach from you. Is there a bigger kindness? Is there a bigger simcha? It's an avisha. What could be better? I think that's the story that we have to take out. Dom ki yerach v'geit ha-moved. So yerach ki afi modig. And it's happening when we have, when we get to pass. Remember, why is it like I got over the Zohar? Because we forget ki afi modig. We forget that Hashem ha-moved ha-leil. And we start thinking, whose fault is it and why? That's kfira. The smek's in kfira. The magister of the altar says, Oh my Yitzhak Avim of Me'akadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shem Ein Chazara Levonai. Is it not true that my Yiddish Kinder won't have a Chazara? The Heishel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll tell you the Kaf, don't say that. Yes, Zohar Shem Metzapel Malchusi, it's only going to be a Zohar that Metzapel Malchusi, Miyad Heim Nikoyer, Nikolim, Shenema V'yafikor Achisach Al Um Hashem, V'shavu Banan Levulam. Rabbi, let us be that Zohar. Let us be that Zohar Metzapel Malchusi. But first, like we said, to make a Kabbalah, to start being Metzapel Mashiach. Start being Metzapel Gula. In the Tefillah we say it every day anyhow. Let's not say with a bishul ha'aretz, with a bishul ha'avodah ha'aretz. Although we are more than that important, to realize that Hashem amalei shaleil. If you think along these lines, there's no more than mechaveirai. And v'shteitzach is not easy, but it's so well worth it. Ashrei odam b'teyat b'achar b'ayit. Remember what the glick of tervels, nishkin of tervels, of Ashrei odam b'teyat b'achar. And Taka will be that door at the top of Malchusai. We have the Aftacha of Miyad Heinigo and Shenema, the Shavu Banu Mugul on the main.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.